It's September 3rd, 2010. Hello and welcome to MediaShift 4-Minute Roundup, or 4MR, where I condense new media news for you in 4 minutes each week. My name is Mark Glazer. I'm executive editor of PBS MediaShift, covering the intersection of media and technology. This episode of 4MR is brought to you by Carnegie Knight News 21, an alliance of 12 journalism schools in which the top students tell complex stories in inventive ways. See tips for spurring innovation at learn.news21.com. This week and next at MediaShift, we're doing an in-depth series called Beyond J-School, where we are examining how journalism education is changing to deal with new technology, new dynamics, and new mindsets. Already, we've run a story about teaching social media in journalism classrooms. There's been a Five Across roundtable talking about whether journalists even need a J-School degree. And Missouri professor Jen Lee Reeves talked about getting her students over their fears of technology. Reeves grew tired of spending journalism class time teaching Photoshop, Illustrator, and Flash, and this semester is asking her students to pay $36 each to take online courses at lynda.com. That way, Reeves can concentrate on teaching journalism and not just the software. While most people think of college students as being naturally proficient as digital natives, Reeves told me that there's a subset of her students who say they're not good at computers, and she has to fight to change their attitude to get them to at least try it. Students that use Facebook for fun and their personal social life are just now learning that social media can be important tools to their future professional life as journalists. When I talked to Reeves recently, here's what she said about her students who say they aren't good at computers.
There is a subset of my students that will immediately introduce themselves as, I'm not good with computers. I try so hard to just stop that attitude instantly because the majority of the students in the past that I've seen that start with that attitude are the least likely to come out of the hands-on opportunity I give them and have all the skills that I'm hoping they'll gain. I truly believe the only way to truly get, to really know how to use technology is by trying and trying and failing and trying and failing and trying again.
Be sure to follow the rest of the Beyond J-School series all next week on MediaShift. Now for this week's poll at MediaShift. The question is, what's the most important change for journalism schools? Our last poll question was, what's the future of the landline telephone? 55% said they would be replaced by cell phones. 14% said voice calls will eventually cost nothing. And 9% said they'd be the same as they ever were. Be sure to keep up to date with all the news, polls, and events over at PBS MediaShift at pbs.org/mediashift. And our sister blog, Idealab, at pbs.org/idealab. Thanks to podcast sponsor News 21, along with PBS and the Knight Foundation for making this podcast possible. Until next time, remember, if you're a media consumer, media mixer, or media maker, shift happens.